Yes, Piggy?
You want to listen to the radio?
Sure, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world's worst program.
This is Red Fight.
I am a DJ, I am what I play.
Hey, 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 everybody. This is Ross Rader from Random Bites coming at you as live as I possibly can be on Sunday, November 14th, from Casa Disco. I may not have a castle, but I've got a microphone. Feeling pretty jazzed about the show today. I've got a new setup, and this is all coming at you as live as I possibly can be. I'm quite serious when I say that. This is my first try at a true through-the-wire Onto the Disc podcast, so music is playing live. Somebody calls me, they'll be on the air. I took some time this week to actually get it all together, and it's working pretty well. But anyways, we've got a great show lined up for you. Some conversation about the hardliners. Where are they? It's a term that you don't hear anymore. I want to talk a little bit about my new setup as well. I'll tell you what kind of tools I'm using, how I put it all together. We've also just got some great tracks lined up from the Melismatic Swing Set Champion, the Southern Backtones, Josh Jennings, and a few others. But first, actually, what I want to do is give you some Jet By Day to get the blood going. These are a great bunch of guys. They sound like they're from the UK or something like that, but not sure. But anyways, I'll leave you some Jet By Day to get your blood pumping. Enjoy. Jet By Day, Staring at the Sun. Speaking of music, 99% of what I play here is on Random Bites is definitely Rhea free. I try and walk on that side of the line. Not because because I really want to end up on the wrong side of a lawsuit. it's something that's beyond my means to defend, I guess you could say. And well, it's nice to think that, oh, you know, I can get out there and be a poster child and everybody will rally together and protect me. It just doesn't work that way. You can have a lot of money and you can have a lot of friends, but I don't think anybody can really get the friends and the money they need to personally defend themselves against the RIA. I think there's better ways to go about change than just sticking it in their face and saying, hey, I'm playing your music. You know, for instance, I'm out there looking for music by people that love what they do and that I can reasonably have a belief that I can pass on to you without pissing them off. You know, I'm looking for stuff that's sort of implicitly licensed or explicitly licensed and get it into your hands, not because it's RIA free necessarily, even though that's certainly a primary condition of me playing it, but because I like it. And I hope that you like it too, and that's really important. You know, the Jet By Day, who the heck are these guys? Well, now you've heard them. You're going to go find out a little bit more? I think you should. You know, others are taking it a step further. I can't remember who I was listening to last week, but they've actually taken the step of taking an ASCAP license out. That's a great step. It's, what, $647 what the license would cost me. But you know what? You can listen to that stuff anywhere, and it's all overplayed, and most of it's crap, so why would you want to hear crap from me? I'm surprised you're listening to me anyways. Dave Slusher has from Evil Genius Chronicles, he has taken an admiral approach to at least the important bits of the music that he's playing. Excuse me, just one of the problems with doing things live is that sometimes you need to adjust the mic, and I can't edit this out. As I was saying, Dave Slusher, I really admire what he's done with his some of the music that's sort of integral to his broadcast or podcast. Is he's actually gotten an explicit license from the artist. He's using a sweeper and a sound bed that he didn't put together, that he didn't produce or record. So, you know, he went out, took the step of finding how to get in touch with the artist and getting their explicit permission. And which was actually, when I was listening to that on, I guess it was Friday night on the way home, yes, Dave. That's you got my drive time. So much for that little bit of revenue, Clear Channel. You know, I was thinking it's you know, that arrangement is amazing in the regard. If you listen, you'll have to listen to Dave's podcast. I don't actually have the sample here to play back because it's on my MP3 player, which is a whole other subject. Audible. We've got to talk. Anyways, I'm rambling. But what Dave was describing was an arrangement by which the artist had said, you can use my music for pretty much anything for a year. And at the end of the year, if you're making a bajillion dollars, we'll talk about me getting some of that. But if you're not, then you know, we'll probably renew on these same terms. Now, what's amazing about that is not the the savviness of the artist, although that's pretty rare, it seems. But what it drew into relief for me was how artists should and how they are failing to use their intellectual property as capital to make investments that will benefit them. Typically, I see artists out there just doing the whole, I'm going to record and make my money from my albums, and the investment that I'm making is my time. The time that it takes to record that album and write that album and produce that album and get that album pressed and promote that album. And the reward is the money and the fame that I get out of making that investment. But this was the first time, and I'm sure it's happened before, but it was the first time I'd recognized that you can use that intellectual property, the result, the output of all of that time, and lever that against other investments. Which was a really neat realization. And I think, you know, artists, if they were smart, would continue to pull those levers more often and more frequently and let people take risks with their capital, with their intellectual capital in this case, and see if it pays off. Because really the downside is real lame brand-related stuff. Oh my goodness, U2 is associated with a product that flopped, or oh my goodness, the Eminem was played on a podcast that really sucked. So what are people going to think of Eminem now? Well, that's just, you know, we know what kind of thinking that results in, the whole brand
crap marketing thing, so I'm not even going to go there. Excuse me. I might edit that out. Excuse me. But and if they can let go of that big brand thing, there might actually be a lot more in this for them. But anyways, as I was saying, I think it's really admirable that that Dave Slusher has gone out and done this because, you know, he took a bit of a risk. They could have said no. But what he's done is really kept his show clean, and he's setting an example for the rest of us. And, you know, I'd agree with him with the implication that I drew from that anyways, was that it's important that we comport ourselves. It's almost incumbent on us to comport ourselves as real podcasters instead of pirates. You know, listening to Hardcore Insomnia Radio, I think it was two weeks ago, I was in Santa Clara listening to the show. I guess it was, then that would make it a week ago, I guess. Feels like forever ago. I had a bit of a problem with the notion that it's my show. I want to play cool music and share it with people that that want to listen to it. Licenses be damned. At least that's what I think I heard on that podcast. But that's just wrong, because what's happening, what that causes is it penalizes the rest of us, and that's not right. I would hate to see the RIA, for instance, using podcasting against us. Right now, podcasting is a great example, to misuse a legal term, of a substantial non-infringing use of the technology. The technology being the distribution framework that people like Adam Curry and Dave Weiner and Ev Williams and anybody else that contributed to the media distribution infrastructure that we call blogging and that we call podcasting. Podcasting is a great use of that, and I think we should keep it that way, or do our best to keep it that way. Let's try and raise the bar for everybody that's out there, so that when the day does come along that RIA decides to use podcasting against us because RSS enclosures are a great way to distribute pirated material, and it should therefore be illegal under some new version of the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. We can say, no, wait a second. There's this whole space out here that's doing good things, that's not breaking the law, that's helping out artists, that are doing a service for listeners. But if that message gets lost in a noise of pirate broadcasts in the truest software theft, intellectual property theft sense, that's not an argument that we're going to be able to make. I don't believe in the message and in the agenda of the RIA, but I don't want to play into it either. So folks, let's try and keep the wires clean so that we can hold podcasting up as a great example of user-controlled media, because it is, and it should remain that way. Anyways, enough ranting. Along those lines, though, early this week, Dave Weiner was looking for a name for a label to stick on RIA-free music. I guess indie music is offensive to some, although I don't quite understand that. But I'm not going to digress, I promise. But he settled on the term PodSafe, which is cute. I like it. Personally, I prefer the term progressive rock. But I'm bumped. Anyways, speaking of progressive rock, here's some great tracks from The Melismatics. Hey, wait a second. I played that already. Stop this. Anyways, some great tracks from The Melismatics. Swing Set Champion. The first up here is the Southern Backbones doing a track called Forever. Enjoy.
Believers' lives will never come to an end. Cotton tails are in the garden, scrapping color. Love is symbolized in a ring, but the vows seldom match a diamond's longevity. The constellations fill an
lives will never come to an end. That's the tale, it's just a popular misconception.
that we see through a mirror dimly. Just a taste of things to come. You can have all of me. Everything I am and I will be. You can have all of me. Everything I am and I will be. Honesty overcome all we've built until there's nothing left. Falling sand, drowning love. Rise above, unlike your careless words. Honesty overcomes all we've built until there's nothing there to fall into. Drown and burn. Rise above, unlike your careless words.
Which one of those songs rocked the worst? I'm not sure. I really like that first one, but New Infection from the Melismatics. Great track. Anyways, I'm really excited this week because it didn't take me 92 million bajillion years to do this podcast. Here it is, according to the clock, 25 minutes into the show, and I've only been working on the show for 25 minutes. Now, I'm not counting the time that I took yesterday, which was a lot of yesterday. Don't tell my wife. A lot of yesterday to get the setup, really, I'd heard rumors that this all worked live, but it just never seemed that my Windows was working in the way that let me record and play and Skype and record it. And it just kind of sucked, because what that meant was that I had to lay down all these tracks and edit them. And, of course, when you start editing your tracks, you want to edit them a lot. And I think it was show number 6. It took me like 6 hours to edit the stupid thing. And that was just like almost stopped being fun for me. Whereas now that it's live, it is fun. And 26 minutes into it, it's still fun, and I think it'll continue to be fun. And I know that when I hit stop on that record button in about 20 more minutes, well, maybe not. We'll see how long I can hold your attention for. But when I hit that stop button on that record, all that I need to do is mix it down to an MP3, which is probably going to take another 40 minutes because my computer's so darn slow. But then I can upload it to Blogware, and boom, it's out there. So in less than 2 hours, of which I'm only really involved for 40 minutes, it's done, which is great. So the tools that I'm using, I've scaled back because I don't need the whole, really, like the audio production infrastructure. It's real simple. It's Winamp, and it's WavePad. Just Google both of them if you don't know what I'm talking about. But the trick was to get WavePad to record the internal audio bus, and now that's done. I can do the Skype thing. I can play music live. Everything that you're hearing has been queued up into various playlists. I've got for this show. I've got looks like five different playlists. The opening the opening sweeper and the bed. The Jet by Day group. The Southern Backtones collection that you just heard, and the two bits that are going to close off the show. You know, that scales forever in my books. It took me about 5 minutes to pick the music, and another minute and a half to stick them all into the various playlists. So now when I want to, kick off the, let's cue up some tunes, I just double click them. If I want to, run my opener, I just double click them. I'm not as fancy as Adam Curry is with his whole.
Yes, Biggie.
I'm using radio.
Sure. Yeah.
Radio Userland as my radio production thing. He's got to come up with a name for that, because radio production thing isn't good enough. It's easy. I just double click. It's there. It's wonderful. I love it. Anyways, enough about that. I was burned this week, just incensed at Netcraft. I don't know if you saw that, but they came out with this crap, is the only way that I can characterize it, this week, describing the fact that ICANN, the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, was implementing policy that would make it real easy to hijack your domain name. Now, these are the guys that the geeks love, because they're always saying nice things about Apache. And in this case, it looks like the folks at Netcraft were just swallowing propaganda that was out there, was put out there by media flacks and lobbyists and insurgents from the former monopolist, the Network Solutions. And I couldn't believe how colossally Netcraft failed to even question that. It was just a complete and total breakdown of everything that I believe is true about the blogosphere. Fact-checking their asses, I don't even know if they read anything but the press release. Or the notices that Network Solutions were sending out to their customers. Lock your domain names. It's unsafe out there. You're going to get ripped off. ICANN is evil, and all these other sorts of things. And it was rotten. I was just Anyways, it made me realize that, the 3 years that I'd worked within ICANN to help them
and help others through the policy development process to actually get that policy written that Netcraft was so critical of, it made me realize how bad a job, it made me realize a couple of things, but it made me realize how bad of a job we'd done to communicate that the old policy was so terrible. You know, never mind getting your name hijacked. How about taken away from you by a registrar that wanted to sell it on the secondary market? They could do that with impunity under the old policy. The old policy was so bad that in certain cases, Network Solutions was, supposed to enforce the policy against themselves. So you can imagine how well it worked. The other thing I realized about it was, how over the time I'd become such a hardliner around that. It was essentially once we got our policy in place, I wrapped my arms around it, and it was I'd taken the position that I'll do anything to defend this. We must get this done, and I'd in essence become a hardliner. Which is a term, once I'd realized that that's what I'd become, I'd further realize that that's something we don't hear about anymore. It used to be when I was growing up throughout the 80s that, we ever stopped growing up. But you heard about the communist hardliners all the time and the positions that they would take. And it really drew into relief for me how much things have changed over the last 20 years. We don't have hardliners anymore. We have terrorists. And that's just a real bizarre contrast. All the grayness seems to have been drained away in the world. And all we're left with is this notion of us and them. And we don't know who them is. And that's... that's scary, or can be scary. I don't think it's. I don't think it should be scary because the grayness isn't actually gone. It's still there, but it's been boiled away by mass media and by the governments and anybody that cares to listen to them, because they believe that purified sugar is more understandable than unpurified sugar, that the notion of grayness, that there are hardliners and friendly operatives and so on, is just far too nuanced for the consuming public. Therefore, we need to boil that down. And it's wrong. It's we need to bring the hardliners back, as a matter of fact. We need to, I think, give those that are working to make things different a few more options than to deal with either us or them. George Bush and his government, and his country for that matter, nothing against my neighbors to the south, but they don't represent my views. And I think this is a little bit of what Adam is seeing in the Netherlands right now, is this complete and total distillation, this breakdown of the grayness, of the nuances, to the point where people are scared of their neighbors because they're not sure who is us and who is them anymore. And them went out and killed somebody. And that was terrifying. And I was driving home the other night, and I just by chance I had CBC Radio World News on, and this was Friday night, I suppose. And what they do is play different news broadcasts from around the world, and they were just wrapping up, I believe, news from Romania, and went straight into news from Amsterdam or from the Netherlands, and I was shocked at the. You don't get a sense of this from CNN, believe me, or from the Toronto Star, for that matter. But I was shocked at the language they were using. It was very, very stark and very, very scary, and very, very us and them. After hearing that, it doesn't surprise me that people are getting killed and that people are terrified, because it's language like us and them that breeds that type of behavior. Anyways. Yeah, that's enough on that subject, I think. I'm going to leave you with some great tracks today. I've got the Minus Five lined up. A guy named Josh Jennings, and Josh is like Eminem meets Beck, and I hope I can get my hands on more of his stuff. This is a track called Country Crank, but first we're going to kick it off with some Eurovox.
With Happy Hour. Enjoy.
Sometimes I feel I just can't see. What the hell is going on with you and me? I'm stuck here waiting for the wind to change, while you keep saying I'm the one to blame. I won't listen to a word you say, 'cause it's so bollocks anyway. Such a beautiful waste. Welcome to Happy Hour. I hope you like your ivory town, 'cause I'm not coming up for you to bring me down. Welcome to the final chapter. I hope you're happy forever after. Sorry, but I didn't mean to topple your crown. Welcome to my Happy Hour. Sometimes I don't know what to do about what's going on with me and you. You left me sitting here in the shade, while you're out in the sun sipping lemonade. And I won't listen to the things that slip, 'cause it's so trash when you move your lips. Such a beautiful trip. Welcome to Happy Hour. I hope you like your ivory town, 'cause I'm not coming up for you to bring me down. Welcome to the final chapter. I hope you're happy forever after. Sorry, but I didn't mean to topple your crown. Welcome to my Happy Hour. Happy to announce that this day is done. Race, run, have a nice life, it's been fun. If you're lucky, you'll see me unless I see you first. I guess your magic bubble just burst.
I don't know who you are. cause I am the verbal exterminator. I'll give you a facial crater that's not a pimple, it's simple. I'm the maker, creator, and gladiator. I'm like a taser, I incapacitate while I'm phasing out the competition. It's amazing how you're craving absolutely. Got to listen to this undismissible shit that I'm giving to you. Mystery killing spree of villains eager for pillaging. Ill and me go together so well in this soliloquy. I'll build a beat and fill it till it splits you like a guillotine. You feeling me? Cause I got the will to be the king of the industry. Sound wave will the beast. I got millipedes chilling on my knees, giving me diseases. If I freeze, I'll at least not fall to pieces. I'll give you sweet shit just like some Reese's. I cannot iron, my khakis are creaseless. You can't defeat this cause I release bliss just like a Kleenex when you are sneezing. No rumps will jump with this country crunk. All you drunken punks will get what you want when I suck the crunk into giant cash. Tons of chunks of funk knocked you on your ass.
Oh, stewardess, I speak jive. Oh, stewardess, I speak jive. Jive as we don't got no brand.
Now wait a minute, let's bring it all back now. I was cherishing a day in Paris when I saw a hairless ferret apparently carrying a carrot. Now normally I'd give no merit to something like this. I'd just grin and bear it, then I'd pair it with some other careless bear shit. Or is it bull? I might take a dip in the pool unless I'm flippable. Then I'll use the high dive, sucking on a Mai Tai. If I drive by quite sly, you might die. But I lie, I ride down the slide. I try, but I can't, I'm so magnetized. I'll magnify your flabby thighs to say guys on the internet, there is no intellect. But with this I get negative disrespect. I could get the Knicks, Jets, Nets, and Mets. But there's no need because there's no greed. I can already see the Cardinals on TV. The song we sing is on the beat with palm tree heat. No fall asleep from my palms to my feet. I reek of malted treats and all sweet things just like tangerines. I can't see defeat, I must be the bleep. I can't be the clean, my mean machine mouth is no vaccine. It's a pretty bad thing when it's rapping, it gets your toe tapping. Oak from a sapling, yo, tongue's disastrous. I wrote the book, now here comes my mad Batman grappling. No rumps will jump with this country crunk. All you drunken punks will get what you want when I suck the crunk into giant cash. Tons of chunks of funk knocked you on your ass.
Oh, stewardess, I speak jive. Oh, stewardess, I speak jive. Jive as we don't got no brain.
Time to break it down, make it crazy now. Just makes me unproductive. I just say fuck it to anything coming in my direction. You come and mention something you wanna go and do, I'll come up with a slew of reasons not to go do it. Cause my ambition, I threw it out the window. I got no dimples, but I will cripple you like a hippo. The Mississippi River gets me to quiver. This beat delivers, no need for Timberland, cause I'm the giver of the stiffer stuff that'll make your liver shiver. I'll be a grinner unless you enter my space. My sensors will know air is displaced. So sit and shame these kids with the flame. I pick the mid lane to rip shit insane. No clip in this game, it's just my lip and my brain. I flip Skittles in my mouth to regain my energy and composure. I will reign, you'll never be what you're supposed to, cause I'll tame you down over your shoulder. I will rock and roll you, I will stop and drop you just like a soldier. No quiet grocer, a defiant poster, come try it closer, I'll strike your nose, sir, cause I'm no poser. Time rolls you older while I grow bolder. When you're done listening to this shit, your ears will smolder, but it won't be over. Nocturnal and solar, I'm burning the polar ice caps with my flow, I told you. Rumps will jump with this country crunk. All you drunken punks will get what you want when I suck the crunk into giant cash. Tons of chunks of funk knocked you on your ass.
Oh, stewardess, I speak jive. Oh, stewardess, I speak jive. Jive as we don't got no brand. Jive as we don't got no brand.
Country crunk, Josh Jennings. Great track. Love that one. A lot of fun. A lot of fun. A lot of fun. Now you know what I mean about Eminem meets Beck. It was a holy union. The child's not too bad. Anyways, folks, that's got to be it for me this week. As I alluded to earlier when I said, don't tell my wife, when I was telling you I'd slacked off all day yesterday. She's actually gone for the weekend. She went out to Kingston for her mother's birthday. And I had a whole list of things that I was supposed to do, and I did none of them. And she just called me, and she'll be home in about 10 minutes, which means I've got to get off the computer, get off the internet, and get off my ass, and actually, you know, get my dirty clothes off the couch and stuff like that. So, anyways, I'm going to close this one down with a new tradition up here. Well, down there and everywhere, most places, actually, you finish your broadcasting day with the national anthem, which is exactly what I'm going to do. This is a track by a band called Big Sugar. Now, these guys are amazing, and they've broken up. And their label hates them, apparently, and they hate their label. But these guys, they would finish every show with a rousing version of O Canada, rock and roll style, a la Jimi Hendrix. And that's exactly what I'm going to do here. Good day, everyone. We'll see you next week. Ross Rader from Random Bytes signing off. Ross at 2kales.com if you want to send me any message. www.byte.org. Have a great week, folks.